White. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, March 7, 1905. Dear son, Edson White, I think the book in behalf of the South will be a success. We are, or I, am reading it, and am much pleased with the matter. I mean it shall go forward as fast as possible. One item slipped my mind. That was, you asked if I had any objection to your collecting means. I say, no, no. It is the only thing you can do. But give no occasion, by any word you may speak, for the report that you are creating prejudice against the men in office. I have not written a line to the Nashville office or to Elder Butler. I have written a letter on commonplace subjects to Elder Haskell. But it is wisdom not to create disaffection, for all that I have to say is to speak the word the messenger of heaven has given me. Draw together, unify, unify in thought, in practice, set the example. Since I have written upon the subject of thinking evil and speaking evil more especially of late, I know as a people our strong protest should be not to say anything that would throw suspicion upon brethren, but go directly to the ones concerned and converse with them. Angels of God will be in such interviews held. The Lord God of Israel would be honored and his name glorified by spending voice and words and talent and every gift of power of influence to take heed and work in harmony with Christ. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, then come and offer thy gift. Matthew 5:23-24. Those who have been wronged or offended should ever be ready to forgive and take every measure possible to gain reconciliation with those who have wronged or offended them, or to remove the impression from minds which may be worked up into alienation over supposed injustice. Clear the moral atmosphere of the soul. Every true Christian is to work in a way to preserve unity. The prayer Christ taught his disciples is short, but full of meaning. If this is repeated in the family circle every day, it will become a blessing. After teaching this prayer to his disciples, Christ takes up the points distinctively that needed to be impressed forcibly upon their minds. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Matthew 6:15. If there must be confusion and disagreeable differences that are called enmity, make every possible effort to be willing to concede even one's own rights to cure the difference. This is the law and the gospel. The eye must be single to the glory of God. Then shall the whole body be full of light. When men are learning the meekness and lowliness of Christ, they are walking in his counsels. They look unto Jesus, who is meek and lowly of heart, and he imparts to them grace for grace, which they receive to impart. Now understand, my son, that the Lord will surely bless you in every effort you shall make to be a Bible student and a Bible messenger, bearing the truth by pen and by voice to those who know not the truth, as well as those who do know the truth. The precious Savior acknowledges you as his child when you will follow out his expressed word. And let no one have influence to lead you into temptations by telling you the sayings and wrongdoings of men who profess to be Christians. Shall Satan have his will carried out in accusers of the brethren? Some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. 1 Timothy 4:1. We have been in constant peril for this since coming to America. There are men who have stood upon the platform of truth who have been, and still are, dealing with unholy and forbidden sophistries. The Jews, under the divine theocracy, were forbidden to deal in any wise with spirits of evil. The great fountain of truth, pure, unadulterated truth, proceeds from one who hath said, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." John 7, verse 37. There are very trying times before us, and every step we take now must be in the plain word of the truth. I know the Lord will give you a rich experience if you heed His word and follow Him. Do not feel that you can set everything right. Have as little to do with the dissensions as possible, and press close to the side of Jesus.
I cannot tell how long my life may be spared after I get out these two books now in hand. But one thing I wish to see is perfect harmony between my two sons, who shall be entrusted with a large amount of matter of a choice character. I ask you, my children, to come into unity, and I must see this before I shall be laid away. It ought to have been years ago. The estrangement has been produced by your own course of action, your feeling that as you were the elder, you would not be counseled by one younger. There has not been justice and judgment exercised on your part. When the walls of estrangement are broken down, then it is because the true spirit has come upon you. I know what I am talking about, and Willie will not be backward to unite heartily with you when you will come into right position. Now, my son, I have not time to say half I would be glad to say, but I am too wearied to say more. I must urge you for Christ's sake to do that which God has shown you must be done. I will say again, you are in the way of duty to obtain means, for it is greatly needed. There are many other things I have to say that must be in the future. God help you, my son Edson, to give no occasion for anyone to make, as has been done, your strange attitude toward your brother, a reason for lack of confidence in him, when his work testifies of the results. Now may the Lord help you and bless you, is my prayer.